Hit it. Avengers Assemble.
Stop. Stop what you're doing. Here is another world famous prank call from Darren Wackhead Simpson.
Nice.
Exclusive to KFM Mornings.
So, you know, office parties, hey? How exciting.
Sure.
You get the some office parties are at a venue and they happen in the evening and they're wonderful night gala dinners and stuff. And some are we're gonna have it at the office.
Yeah, pizza party.
We're gonna have pizza, exactly. Mm. We're gonna have a popcorn machine. Mm. Someone's bringing a few balloons, and I'm the CEO and I'm thinking, well, why don't we get a face painter as well?
Of course.
Oh, that's a novel idea.
That's yes. What the people want.
So this lady, this is what she does. Uh-huh. Obviously for children's parties, right? She paints faces. What do you want? What do you think? Little clown, little
Spider-Man.
Bumpy. Spider-Man. Oh, cute. Want to be Batman? Okay, cool. So now I'm going to ask her. But the thing is, I'm a horrible boss. I'm a narcissistic, horrible boss with no backbone.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Now, what does that mean for the face painting lady?
Well, I need her to perform some tasks for me indirectly that I don't have the backbone to do face to face.
Okay.
Let's see how she handles it.
Hello?
Hello, is that Delana?
Yes.
Hi, Delana. You do face painting?
Yes, I do.
I need to hire you for a company function. Would you be available? I can move it a few days here or there.
Okay, yes, I think I am available.
Okay, look, my request is quite specific, okay? I've got 135 employees.
Okay.
Now, what I will do is I will give you a special, one of the offices will be your area to set up. Now,
okay.
I need every member of staff's face painted, but it's not a full face, okay?
Yes.
It's just like a... I just want on all of their faces a thumbs up or a thumbs down. That's all I need. You know, like an emoji.
Yes.
No. So it's a thumbs up or a thumbs down. Now, I'll give you a list beforehand of who gets the thumbs up and who gets the thumbs down.
Okay.
So at this stage, there's 42 thumbs downs.
Okay.
And the remainder of 93 thumbs ups.
Okay.
Now, basically what it is that, look, the thumbs down means that they've been retrenched.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so you will effectively be the one breaking that news to them.
Oh, no. No. No, you say me.
Yeah, because look, to be honest, I don't have the heart to tell them, you know.
No, never. No, I won't say that. No, I'm just a face painter. I'm not the bearer of bad news.
No,
so I won't be able to tell them.
But you'll have to just draw the thumbs down, and then when they walk out, they'll know.
Oh my gosh, that is so horrible.
Look, it's the only way that I know how to tell them, because I thought it would be a nice, fun way of telling them that they've been retrenched.
Oh, my God.
Yo.
Okay.
Or, you know what? Like, if we don't want the thumbs up or thumbs down, you can paint a smile on the guy's face who is staying employed and an upside-down sad...
No. It will not be happening.
Because look, as we're a very family orientated company, so we bring in, you know, the families come as well to the party.
Okay,
so I don't know what we'll add it into the bill, but you know, maybe like for the family when the guy or the girl that's just been retrenched, they walk out the office, then they're going to know if they got their job or they've been retrenched.
Oh, my gosh. I think that's a bit harsh, but...
Okay, and then if, I don't know, like as maybe on the, like the kids, the you know, people bring their kids and stuff as well. You can maybe draw like a sad face on the children, maybe that.
No.
Oh, my gosh.
Like tears on the children's faces.
Oh, No, I think that'll be horrible. No, man, no, no, no. No, no, this is just taking face painting to another level now.
Or if they want like a Batman or a Spider-Man, I think it's the least we could do after you've just told the father that he's been fired, you know.
I think it's horrible, to be honest. It's nasty.
But I mean, would you rather have somebody tell you face to face, listen, you've been...
Yes, I would. I actually would.
But surely you'd never forget this, let's be honest.
Yes, that's true, but I don't want to be part of something like this. Mm.
Because what I was thinking is that, you know, when you walk out, then, like, you know, everybody would say, ah, he's got fired. And, you know, it might be a bit of a joke and everybody would laugh a bit.
No.
Wait, I don't know, man. No, it's really nasty.
Because we've
very,
got...
Very, very, very bad. And I don't think... I think we're supposed to brighten up the face and make people feel happy. It's not supposed to portray it bad. Message.
So, what do you think of my plan, though?
I just think it's a horrible plan. But anyway.
Okay, but are you keen to do it though?
You sound a lot like Donald Trump. But anyway, okay, I have to go and I'm going to drive now. So, goodbye.
Okay, hold on. Have you heard of a guy, not Donald Trump, but a guy called Wackhead Simpson?
Oh my gosh. Is this Wackhead?
That is correct.
Oh my gosh. This is really Wackhead.
This is really him.
I should have known this is a joke.
Oh, she was a sweetie, eh?
Oh. She just wants to paint faces and make people happy, and then here you come. Here you come.
Yeah.
But also, there are bosses who I think would do that, eh?
Let someone else take the bullet.
Yeah. Thumbs up, thumbs down.
Have you ever seen that scene in the movie, in the TV series with Ricky Gervais?
Yeah.
The Office.
In The Office.
Yeah.
Just, all right, guys, we've just had a meeting with the board, office meeting. It's good news and bad news. Good news. You want the good news or bad news? So give us the bad news. Bad news, oh. Half of you all retrenched. What's the good news then? Oh, I got a promotion.